Now, the rest of the story. One more Super Bowl replay. Super Bowl 13 in Miami. Pittsburgh Steelers, Dallas Cowboys. In that most thrilling of all Super Bowl games, one play deserves to be replayed one more time. During the seesaw, first half time was running out, the score was tied. To go into the locker room with any kind of a halftime lead would provide an immense psychological lift for the team then ahead. But as I say, the score was tied, 14-14, and time was running out. Gallant Steeler quarterback Terry Bradshaw, with an injured shoulder and despite a devastating pass rush by the Dallas Cowboys, connected with two passes to Swan, had thus driven to within 7 yards of the Dallas goal line. But here, the formidable Dallas defense stiffened. They put multiple coverage on Lynn Swan. First down went nowhere. Second down went nowhere. Third down, Bradshaw called a pass run option play, sprinted to his right. He'd carry the ball in himself if he had to. No way. Cowboys are converging from everywhere. But through that mass of cowboy muscle, Bradshaw saw a Steeler uniform emerge as though from nowhere in the end zone, and when he threw the ball, he didn't know at whom he was throwing it. It looked like Rocky Blyer, but there was no way that Blyer could have moved that far, that deep, that fast. Let me interrupt myself for two things. Rocky Blyer is nearsighted, has trouble focusing his eyes on a fast pass. And Terry Bradshaw those days would throw a flat pass with such force that it could separate the fingers of a receiver. I mean, actually split the fingers apart down the hand. Anyway, for Bradshaw, it's a long shot gamble or a long loss, and he gambled. He rifled the ball over the cowboy wall and toward that Steeler uniform in the end zone. It was Rocky Blyer. Blyer did leap for it, did bring down the ball, and the Steelers went into the locker room leading 21-14. Americans, during all of the post-game replays of Super Bowl 13, the first person to notice something significant about that Bradshaw to Blyer pass at the end of the first half was teammate Lynn Swan. Isolated cameras showed distinctly what I'm about to relate. Blyer crossing the end zone laterally, outdistancing two men assigned to cover him. There were pictures on magazine covers showing Blyer, who's only 5'9", leaping into the stratosphere for that pass. But it was Lynn Swan who, having seen the play, then having watched the replays, sensed something most extraordinary. And when all of the other celebration, contemplation, and conjecture concerning Super Bowl 13 was behind, Lynn Swan clocked the replay movies with a stopwatch, and from different camera angles, he noted Rocky Blyer's spectacular leap to snag that important pass, and there is absolutely no doubt about what I am about to say. You understand that what you can do from different camera angles is to measure the Blyer leap precisely. You measure it in relation to fixed items in the background of the picture. It is easy to see from team statistics how fast Blyer can sprint, 40 yards in 4.6, how high, legs extended, he can jump. There's no doubt about that. So, what I'm saying is that Rocky Blyer can't run as fast as he did. But he did. Rocky Blyer never could jump that high. But that day he did. And this is the same Rocky Blyer who, when he came home from Vietnam on shrapnel-shattered legs, was told that he would never walk again. But he did. And now, you know the rest of the story.